Welcome to the 12th shiur in an advanced overview of Hilchos Bishul based on the Sefer Shabbos of Yosef Rimon. In this shiur, we're continuing our discussion of Hatamana, our discussion of insulating foods on Shabbos, and we're going to deal with a practical application of insulating one food with another food. And that's going to apply to, say, putting shalit in kishka, or putting a baby bottle in hot water, or putting rice with inside of a stew. All these are instances of insulating one food inside of another. So let's start with kishka inside of shalit. Say you have a tube of kishka, and the kishka is covered in plastic paper, or it's covered in some sort of wrapping, and then you put your kishka inside of the shalit before Shabbos. Seemingly, that would be an instance of hatamana, that would be an instance of insulation, which is not permissible. However, the Chazon Ish says that you can be makel, you can be lenient. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amid Beis and Shabbos tells us that when Rav Yitzchak of Arav Dimi went to assist Rebbe in the bathhouse, Rav Yitzchak wanted to heat up some oil for Rebbe's bath in order that Rebbe would be able to massage his body with oil. And Rebbe told him that in order to heat up the oil, that Rav Yitzchak of Arav Dimi should not put the bottle of oil directly inside of the hot tub, but rather he should put it into a kli sheni. As in, he should take some water out of the tub in a jar, and then put the jar with the oil inside of that jar, and it would be heated by the oil within the jar. Let's see the Gemara inside. I'm Rav Yitzchak Baradimi. Rav Yitzchak Baradimi is related. Once upon a time, I followed Rebbe, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, into the Beis HaMerchatz, into the bathhouse. And I wanted to put a flask of oil for Rebbe in the bathtub, as he was going to take the flask of oil and submerge it in the boiling hot bathtub, in order that the oil would become hot. Rabbi told me, "Told the klisheni, draw some water out of the bathtub with the klisheni vitain, and then put the vial of oil into there." So we have to ask, how would this be permissible on Shabbos? Well, if he's putting the vial of oil into a klisheni, then there's not going to be an issue of bishul. There's not going to be no issue of cooking because there's no issue of bishul in a klisheni. However, there's still an issue of hatamana, because he's insulating the bottle of oil within the hot water. So we might have suggested that the way in which Rav Yitzchak of Arav Dimi was insulating the oil was by not putting the entire vial, not submerging the entire vial in the hot water, but rather only submerging part of the oil. However, the Chazon Ish gives a different answer as to why this is not an issue, as to why putting the bottle of oil inside of hot water, completely submerging it, would not be an issue. He writes, in this case, where you're insulating cold water inside of hot water, since there's no additional cover, there's no additional insulation over the jar of cold water, other than the hot water itself, there's no issue of insulation here. And for that reason, you'd be allowed to submerge a cup of cold water, which is tightly sealed, within hot water. So long as there's no issue of bishul, like it's in a klisheni, meaning you wouldn't be permitted to put the glass of cold water or the thermos of cold water within a hot pot of water that's currently cooking, because then you'd be cooking the cold water. But if it's in a hot klisheni, you would be allowed to heat it up by submerging it in a hot klisheni. And there's no issue about the money here. The afi megiel yatzei led is mutter. And even if it's the case that the water will hit the temperature of yatzei led, this is still permitted. Kaven the in kan shem hatmana klal. Because there's no status about the money here at all. V'hine lamadnu me'amor, so we've learned from the above, kishatzrichim la'hicham es ha'marok, oya tav shalham v'ushalim kol sarka me'ev Shabbos, b'shvil t'inoikis, oy b'shvil mefunakim. So what emerges is that if you need to heat up soup or some other cooked dish, which is fully cooked, it was fully cooked on Erev Shabbos, and now you want to heat it up for a baby or for a person who's spoiled, and the spoiled person, this pampered person, will not eat cold food, they'll only eat food that's heated up, then it's muter litan akleis teich mayim chamin mikli sheni af shiat zeledes bay. You'd be able to put the food or the water inside of a cup, seal the cup or whatever other container, and then submerge the container within your hot klisheni of water, the in bazeh loy mishum bishul loy mishum hatmana. Then there's no issue either of bishul or hatmana. To state the Chazon Ish's rule in the abstract, there's no issue of hatmana within food. There's no issue of insulating one food inside of another. Hatmana, insulation, only obtains when you insulate a food item or a foodstuff within coals or within cloth or towels or the like. However, if you put a container with food inside of some other food item, he does not consider that hatmana. And when Chazal said that hatmana is problematic, gzeir shemi echat b'yicholim, that you might come to stir the coals, or shemi artiach, that you might come to boil up your pot before you insulate with towels, that did not apply to putting one food item inside of another food item. A very practical application of the Chaz Nishita comes up with heating baby bottles on Shabbos. Let's say that you have a baby bottle, say of formula or even of mother's milk that had been refrigerated. And you want the baby to have hot milk because the baby is more likely to drink hot milk. So according to the Chazon Ish, you could take the bottle of milk that was expressed before Shabbos or the bottle of baby formula. And then you could submerge this bottle within hot water that's in a kli sheni and thereby heat up the milk. And this would not be an issue of hatmana. There's another raya from the Gemara which implies the Chazon Ish is probably correct. We see in the Gemara, the Avkuf Menhamed days, the story of Tarnagulta de Rabbi Abba, the well-known chicken of Rabbi Abba. What was the chicken of Rabbi Abba? The chicken of Rabbi Abba was a chicken which he boiled and boiled and boiled and reboiled and reboiled and reboiled until it was very, very soft. It was so soft that it could easily come apart and crumble. And there the Gemara tells us that it would be permissible to put the Tarnagulta de Rabbi Abba even in a Kli Rishon, meaning it was already cooked, and you're putting it in a Kli Rishon. So a kliyusha would have been, say, for example, you had a pot of water that was heating up on the fire, and then you took it off the fire, but it's still that same hot pot whose walls are heated up, etc. And then you're putting the chicken inside of that pot. So for the fact that you're allowed to completely submerge your chicken in that pot, that implies that hatmana is not an issue when you're dealing with food items. However, the Mishnah Berurah and some narration Meches of Cotton Bays seems to say pretty clearly that we do not accept the Chazon's rationale and that insulating one food item in another would be problematic. The Mishnah Berurah writes, Kosvu Achreinim, the latter day decisors explained, She'osr likach kli uvesichim mashket soinin, ve'litche v'sei b'shabes kli malei mayim chamin, she'is chamin b'sichim. It's forbidden to take a utensil, to take a container, which is filled with liquid, cold liquid, and stick this container into a container that's filled with hot liquid in order that the cold liquid be heated up with the hot liquid. And even if it's the case, the cold liquid will not reach the temperature of Yatzei Led Display, which we saw would be 113 degrees in this context. Because insulating one container inside of another container is literal hatmana. It's literal insulation, which the rabbi said you cannot do. Since the entire container is insulated within the other. So we see that although the Chazon Ish taught us that ein isur hatmana b'seichei chelav, there's no issue of insulating food with inside of another food, the Mishnah Berurah holds that yesh isur hatmana b'seichei chelav, there is an issue of insulating one sort of food with another. And many contemporary poskim, like Rav Shemzon Orbach, the Shut Menchas Yitzchak, and the Shut Shevet Halevi, all rule that there is an issue of hatmana b'seichei chelav, of insulating one food within another. It would seem that the Ran also disagreed with the Chazon Ish's heter, with the Chazon Ish's dispensation of ein hatmana b'seichei chelav. The Ran writes that if you pour water into a dish, let's say you're pouring extra water into your chicken soup, you're pouring water into your chalent, there's no issue of hatmana when you pour the water in, given that the water mixes with the dish. The implication is that fundamentally there is an issue of hatmana, there is an issue of insulation within food. And only when it's the case that you're mixing the item you're putting into the hot food item, as opposed to submerging it, would it be permissible to do this process. Meaning, when you put water directly into your chalent, your chicken soup, the water is being evenly distributed. So it's not as if the water can be considered submerged within the soup. But what's interesting about the Ran is that on the one hand, we see that the Ran does not accept the Chazon Ish's kula. But on the other hand, we see that for the more stringent opinions, the Ran also gives us a lenient approach. And that is, the more stringent opinions, that of the Menchas Yitzchak, Rav Shemzon Orbach, the Shul Shevet Halevi, when they said there's a problem of hatmana b'seich eichel, they only meant that it's problematic for you to put food into one container and then submerge that container into a second container of hot food. If, however, you're taking food that's not in another container and putting it directly into another food without an intervening container, that would not be considered hatmana. An example might be putting chicken into your challah, or putting chicken into your soup. You have cold chicken, and you're putting it into your hot bowl of soup, and we'll assume that the hot bowl of soup is a kli shlishi, or you're putting it into your hot bowl of challah. So that would not be a case of hatmana b'seich echel, that would not be a case of insulation within food, because in such a case, the food that you're putting into the other food is mixing fully with the dish. Even though you can still individuate the piece of chicken, the chicken becomes a part of the chalent. You're not insulating the chicken as an independent entity within the chalent. And the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Chelek Aleph, Sivkat 9 Beis, rules that it would be permissible to put cold chicken into your chalent, or cold chicken into your hot chicken soup, and that would not be an issue of hatmana. So given that most Rishonim hold, or most Achronim hold, that yesh hatmana b'seich eichel, there is an issue of hatmana within food, what should you do if you want to heat up a baby bottle on Shabbos? Before we saw the Chazar said you could completely submerge the baby bottle on Shabbos, and if you want to do that, it would be okay to be lenient, because we're dealing with esophagus derabanan at the end of the day. But if you want to be concerned for those who say that hatmana is a problem when it comes to food, what should you do? So the Shmir Shabbos Hilchos says what you should do is you take your baby bottle and only partially submerge it in water, and then that won't be considered hatmana. Now, seemingly, this trick should only work for Ashkenazim, because Ashkenazim hold that at mana b'miktas, partial insulation is not problematic. But what about Sfaradim, who say that at mana b'miktas, the partial insulation is problematic on Shabbos? So most Sfaradim would not be able to submerge their baby bottle even partially in hot water. But Vad Yosef and Chazon Avad, the Chelek Aleph, page Samach Vav, has a trick which would even allow Sfaradim to submerge your baby bottle within hot water. Ravadia says that if you're putting a bottle within a kli sheni, even if you completely submerge it, it's considered as a dover she'eno mosif hevel. A kli sheni doesn't add any extra heat. Now, even though it's hot, it doesn't add any extra heat, because the Shulchan Aruch Rav says it continuously is becoming cooler. It's not heating up. So as a result, it's not considered something which adds heat. So Ravadia says, based on that, that it would be okay to put something in a kli sheni. It would be okay to put food in a kli sheni, to submerge food in a kli sheni. And in this respect, he says that we can also follow the Chazon Ish. Now, even though we saw there's an issue of hatmana b'seich eichel on Shabbos, it might be permissible to be matamin to insulate something in food on Erev Shabbos, in which case you'd be allowed to put a wrapped tinfoil, a wrapped plastic bag of kishka inside of your chalent, or alternatively, a wrapped bag of rice inside of your chalent, or some other dish. Rishon Zalman Arbach argues that the issue of hatmana only obtains if you're directly looking to heat up the thing that you're being matamin, the thing that you're insulating. By the case of the baby bottle, the hot water in the pot that you're submerging the baby bottle in is already hot, and the baby bottle is cold, and you're looking to heat up the cold baby bottle within the hot water. Whereas, if you put kishka inside of chalent, your goal in putting the kishka inside of the chalent is not that the kishka be heated by the chalent, but rather the kishka and the chalent are both being heated together, and your goal in putting the kishka in the chalent is to either save yourself from needing another pot, or alternatively, that the kishka should give its taste to the chalent, and the chalent should give its taste to the kishka, and there should be a nice intermingling, a nice mixture of tastes. Furthermore, the reason why you're putting the kishka inside of a tinfoil within the chalent is not because you're looking to directly heat the kishka, but rather because you want the kishka not to fall apart, you want the kishka to be a nice, full kishka when your chalent is ready. So based on this, since whether or not something is considered atmana is in some respect based on your intention, is your intention to heat this thing up individually, or is it just being heated up as a byproduct of the entire mixture being heated up? Your Shlomo Zalman would say that's not an issue of hatmana. Even in such a case, the Shevet Levi was machmir, and he said that you should poke little holes in the tinfoil, the chalent with a fork, in order that there be some intermingling of tastes, and the kishka and chalent be considered one food, and the kishka not be considered something that's being insulated within the chalent. But Shlomo Zalman said that's not necessary. So let's review. Is there an issue of hatmana b'seich eichel? Would it be okay to put a container with cold food inside of hot food in order that the cold food in the container be heated up? So the Chazner says that it's permissible, and the Mishnah Berurah says that it's aser. Now, let's explore two practical questions. Are you allowed to put a baby bottle into hot water? So the Chazner said that it would be permissible because there's no hatmana b'seich eichel, there's no issue of insulating something instead of a food item. Whereas the Mishnah Berura, who said that Yesh Hatman Abayichal, would say that you cannot fully submerge the baby bottle in the water. However, you can partially submerge the baby bottle in the water. And next, is it permissible to submerge Kishka within your child? So according to Chazon Ish, who says there's no issue of Hatamanas Eichel Basich Eichel, that insulating food inside another food is not considered insulation, it would be totally permissible to submerge your Kishka inside of your child. And even according to Shlomo Zalman Orbach, who follows the Mishnah Berura, who says that Yesh Hatamana Basich Eichlin, in this particular case, he would say that it's not problematic to submerge your Kishka inside a child. Because your goal is not primarily to heat up the kishka, to take the cold kishka and heat it up inside of a hot substance, but rather both the child and the kishka are being cooked at the same time, and the kishka just happens to be being cooked in the child, but it's not your intention that the child should be the item that's making the kishka hot. But if you do want to be machmir by putting the kishka in your child, then you can poke some holes inside the tinfoil following the chumrah of the Shevet HaLevi.